Welcome to Behind the Story, a program where we take you straight to the source. In this episode, we'll hear an interview with Kent McKeever and Jesse Benton of Mission Waco Legal Services. But first, a story on the world of legal aid services here in Waco. For roughly 30% of the city's population, living in poverty is a harsh reality. But along with a lower socioeconomic status, families here face debilitating legal problems that continue to erode their income. For KWBU, Sakina Haji has this report.
According to the Texas Access to Justice Foundation, approximately 5.8 million people in Texas qualify for legal aid. But due to a lack of resources and funding, less than 20% of the legal needs of poor Texans are being met. Here in Waco, about 70 to 75% of Wacoans fall in the lower income category. Of these, there are many that need legal services, but they are simply not able to afford the fees of private attorneys.
The poor and marginalized communities I worked with, I saw the need for advocacy and legal representation and just this justice gap for people of lower socioeconomic means.
That's Kent McKeever, who established Mission Waco Legal Services as a nonprofit organization in 2012. After working in full-time ministry for 5 years, McKeever realized that many with lower socioeconomic status face complex legal issues that they need help with. Starting without any funding or assistance, McKeever began at a minimum wage salary by taking on one case at a time. Through conversations with community leaders and other nonprofit organizations, McKeever discovered that family law, immigration, housing, barriers to employment, and wills and estate planning are some of the most prevalent issues in the community. Through educating himself in these areas, McKeever began practicing in a large range of the law.
In the matter of, you know, half a day, I can jump from an immigration issue to a housing issue and then try to clear up somebody's driver's license holds, you know. And so that can be difficult kind of bouncing around because those are very different areas of the law.
Now, Mission Waco Legal Services is able to provide direct representation in most of these cases. In addition to direct advocacy, they also have legal empowerment workshops and free legal advice clinics every first Monday of the month at the Meyer Community Center. People bring a wide array of issues at these legal advice clinics, and several local attorneys are present to try to provide some guidance.
That's the worst looking stuff I've ever seen.
At the most recent July clinic, a group of attorneys gathered over chicken sandwiches after a long day of work. They said that they try to do what they can for the applicants within the 30-minute consultation, but many times they simply listen to the issues and leave in frustration that they couldn't do more. Most of the clients that come to the Monday clinics have complex family law cases. Since Mission Waco Legal Services is still unable to provide direct representation for these specific cases, they hope that other local attorneys will be able to give advice and take on some of these family law disputes. One applicant at the July clinic had a very complex family law case.
Hi there.
Hello.
What's your name?
I'm Daryl Smith.
Okay.
Daryl Smith has been residing in Waco for a few weeks now, after being forced out of his house in Fort Worth due to his ongoing divorce proceedings. He came hoping to find lower-cost representation because he was unable to pay his previous attorneys. If he doesn't find a lawyer, he will have to represent himself going forward. As he filled out the preliminary paperwork, Smith disclosed some details of the procedural haggling he has faced since his case began in October.
Now I'm completely exhausted out of the money. I don't have any money, and I'm behind on child support, spousal support. They're entering enforcement orders against me and so forth.
His case was assigned to Dominic Brouse, a personal injury attorney here in Waco. Smith sat down with Brouse in a private room above the cafeteria to go through his case. Despite sympathizing with Smith, Brouse was ultimately unable to provide much guidance for his case.
We don't have full-time attorneys on staff that are able to take cases on a regular basis. And this is something that is going to need some full-time attention, I'm afraid.
Mission Waco Legal Services has a list of volunteer attorneys that they reach out to periodically with cases such as these that can't be helped further at the legal advice clinic. According to McKeever, a handful of these cases have been seen through successfully on a pro bono basis. For those cases that aren't taken up by attorneys, some clients choose to continue revisiting the legal advice clinics to continue receiving guidance on their case. In the past 4 years, the nonprofit organization has helped more than 1,000 individuals and families in Waco. McKeever hopes that moving forward, the legal aid organization will be able to expand to reach more people with legal needs in the community.
We would like to almost become like a nonprofit law firm for the community, where we have different areas of specialization.
In addition to helping lower-income residents, Mission Waco Legal Services is also a resource for local attorneys and law students.
You know, we just want to invite people to get involved any way they can, if they have a need or if they want to serve, you know, and it could be both. So I invite them to come join us.
McKeever continues to emphasize that the success of Mission Waco Legal Services is a community effort. From funding to volunteers to education, everything comes from and returns to the community. For KWBU, I'm Sakina Haji.
Now we'll hear an expanded interview with Kent McKeever and Jesse Benton of Mission Waco Legal Services. In the conversation with former KWBU intern Sakina Haji, the two talk about the work that went into establishing the services and just how needed they are.
My name is Kent McKeever. I'm the attorney director at Mission Waco Legal Services.
And I'm Jesse Benton, and I'm a staff attorney at Mission Waco Legal Services.
Okay, so I wanted to start just by talking about how both of you became lawyers, because I know you started out going to seminary first.
Right, yeah, so I went to Baylor undergrad and then went to seminary and spent 5 years in full-time ministry in a church and in a nonprofit kind of mission church in East Texas. And then just felt called to go back to school and reflecting on my experiences working with the poor and marginalized communities I worked with, I saw the need for advocacy and legal representation and just this justice gap for people of lower socioeconomic means. And so went to law school, and then after law school, learned how to be a lawyer here in Waco.
All right. Well, my story isn't as grace-filled as Kent's, but I went to OU for undergrad, and then I took a couple years off from school. I worked some, and then I traveled, and then decided to go to law school. So I went down to UT for law school, and then after I graduated, I worked in Oklahoma City at a law firm before moving to Waco. So, yeah, I got to see working for a law firm and working for a nonprofit, and it's vastly different. So.
Mm-hmm. And then how was Mission Waco Legal Aid established? So after you came back here from law school, how did you go about establishing that?
Yeah, so really I talked to Jimmy Dorrell, the executive director at Mission Waco, right before my last year of law school, and just said, what's going on in Waco? What are the needs as far as legal services? And he said, oh, Ken, we've got so much need here. We just don't have the resources to really do anything right now. And so I just kind of put it off and looked for other jobs and fellowships and other opportunities. And nothing was really working out, and I just couldn't get Waco off my mind and heart. And so came down over my spring break as I was about to graduate from law school with three kids and a wife and family to support. And but really just wanted to come down and see if there was an opportunity somehow, some way to make something happen here. And by the end of the 3 days, I pretty much talked Jimmy Dorrell into letting me come start this thing. And he said, sure, we don't have anything any resources to pay you, but we'll give you an office. And you can use, you know, we are a program of, you'd be a program of Mission Waco, and you can, but you've got to raise your budget. And so, my wife and I wanted to be in Waco and saw this as a great opportunity to serve in a community we loved. We both went to Baylor and wanted to come back to and have grown to love even more. And so really just kind of started from scratch back in 2012 when we came down and just started listening to the community and what the needs were and just kind of went from there.
Okay, and you mentioned that you had to raise the budget from scratch. I'm sure that must have been really hard. So how did you do that?
Yeah, it was hard. It's still hard. We're still raising about half of our budget is we have to raise ourselves through private contributions. So we ask friends and family and other community members, and is anyone who feels led to invest in our program and in the people in our community that we're trying to serve. And so, you know, just fundraising. We've had some fundraising events as well that have really helped. And then also now Mission Waco's general budget covers about half of our budget. So that's been very nice. But the first year and a half, we had to raise 100% of our budget. So it was tough. I don't want to say this as in a prideful way, but I think also maybe just in an encouraging way that people can make it happen, and if they're willing to sacrifice a little bit, but to see a dream, you know, it sounds cheesy, but dream come true. And this is a dream of mine to do this, but I started working as a lawyer for minimum wage. I had to get paid something, but I started working, and until I raised the budget, I made minimum wage for a few months, and then we raised enough to bump up my pay a little bit. And so that's just kind of how it's gone. The more as time has gone by, we've raised more money and our budget has increased and that sort of thing. But I was always able to take care of my family. And but yeah, it was hard. It was, and it still is difficult. That's I wish that money wasn't an issue, but it is. We've got to have the resources to provide the services that we provide.
Mm-hmm. And then you actually came from private practice and then moved to a nonprofit. So what caused you to do that?
Well, I worked in private practice for almost 2 years, and you know, I was very grateful for my job, but didn't really enjoy the work I was doing. It's not gratifying at all. So when I moved to Waco, I just decided I didn't want to do that for now. And yeah, this opportunity opened up with Kent. My husband actually was neighbors with Kent when they were growing up, so we had a connection there, and yeah, it just worked out. So I'd actually been looking at non-legal jobs and nonprofits just because I wasn't sure I even wanted to practice law anymore. But then when this opened up, it was like, well, I'll give it a try. See, you know, if the nonprofit side of legal work is more fulfilling than private practice. So, yeah.
And can you speak to the, because I'm not entirely sure what the need for legal aid is in Waco. So can you speak to that?
Yes. So overall, Waco has close to 30% poverty rate, and that's just at 100% of the federal poverty guidelines. Most legal aid services that are supported by federal funds or state funds go up to 125% of the federal poverty rate. Federal poverty guidelines, and so that, you know, would increase even over the 30%. But what we have found is that probably close to 70 to 75% of the Waco population actually falls in the lower middle income, lower income category. So really below 200% of the federal poverty guidelines and below. So there's a huge number of people that fall into that income category. And studies have shown nationwide that anyone kind of below 200% of the federal poverty guidelines have extreme difficulty accessing the legal system. So they have a hard time paying private attorneys. And so that means that the Waco community has a large number of individuals and families and households that cannot afford to pay private attorneys and thus need help finding access to legal advice and legal representation and then just getting access to the legal system.
And what kinds of issues do you see the most in Waco?
Well, yeah, so when I first started, I really just spent a few months until I found out I could be a lawyer and get past the bar exam, got licensed. But really just talking to people in the community, community leaders, nonprofit staff members, and then just people from the community and said, what are the legal needs? What do you see? And overwhelmingly, there was really kind of four main issues that kept coming up as kind of these gaps in legal services. Prevalent need is in family law. There are a significant number of family law legal issues that people cannot afford to get a private attorney and pursue that. And so a lot of people try to take on the cases themselves, and it's just hard. It's hard for lawyers to do it, let alone someone who's not trained in the law. But then also immigration, low-cost or pro bono services for immigrants. We had, when I started in 2012, there was no nonprofit immigration legal service provider here in Waco. And so that was a huge need I kept hearing of over and over. And now, to this day, it's probably 50 to 60% of our clientele are immigrants. And so we provide a large number of immigration services. But then the others are housing legal issues, a lot of landlord-tenant disputes, and then just issues with property and title and that sort of thing, title to property. And then legal barriers to employment, such as if people have criminal record histories, if there's anything we can do to help clear that up, driver's license and ID issues, these things, some things that seem fairly small and fairly simple can be huge obstacles in people's lives that want to work and are trying to work and provide for themselves and their families, but they can't because of these legal barriers. And so we try to address those. But those are some of the most prominent issues that we've seen. We've also begun to see more and more need for wills and estate services, even for low-income folks that want to provide for their families and do something with their property before they pass. And we've started providing those services as well.
Wow, that's like a wide range of services. So do you – usually attorneys tend to like specialize in one area. So do you provide all of these on your own?
Yeah, Jesse helps now, so spread it out a little bit. But, yeah, those are the services that we provide – direct representation in those areas. And so we take clients in those areas. And so,
sorry,
yeah.
You said family law.
Oh, I'm sorry. We do not provide direct representation in family law because it is such a huge need, and our resources are limited, and our capacity to serve has not allowed us to take on family law cases. But the other areas, immigration, housing, employment, and wills and estate, we do take. And so, yeah, so at times it can be hard. In the matter of a half a day, I can jump from an immigration issue to a housing issue and then try to clear up somebody's driver's license holds, and so that can be difficult, kind of bouncing around because those are very different areas of the law. But we found a way to make it work and support our clients in any way that we can, and it's been a blessing.
And how do you get these clients? Do they just kind of reach out to you? And
yeah, great question. So we a lot of our clients have really come to us through word of mouth. We have not done a whole lot of advertising, but we get a lot of our clients through other nonprofits. We have through Mission Waco, but then our own efforts have really tried to reach out to local nonprofits and say, hey, we're here. We know you're working with the same clientele. Here's what we can offer. And then they'll refer people to us. We have some, partnerships with several nonprofits, but some in particular that we get most of our client referrals from them. But then really it's just word of mouth. We've, especially immigration, most of our clients have a friend or a family member that has said, hey, Mission Waco Legal Services helped us out. You should go check it out. And so that's where we get a lot from. And then our legal advice clinic, we do advertise. The Waco Trib provides a free advertisement each month to get the word out about that.
And speaking of the legal advice clinic, how was that started?
Yeah, so that started about 6 months after our program got launched in 2012. So then about the summer of 2013, I had spent 6 months getting phone calls all week long about family law issues or consumer issues or just other kinds of, you know, legal questions that weren't in the areas that I was had little of experience in and that I was trying to focus on. And so began to talk to some local attorneys and say, what do we do? And like, we decided we needed to provide a monthly free legal advice clinic where volunteer attorneys from the community come in and provide about a 30-minute free consultation to answer questions about legal issues, to provide advice, and to really help the applicants work through their options kind of moving forward. And so really just kind of started out of the need that we were seeing as people were calling us and asking for help.
And what kind of assistance do you hope to provide at these? Because I know some cases kind of, you know, attorneys do end up taking on, and then some of them, they just kind of talk to them when they're in the consultation, and then there's not a lot that they can do beyond that.
Right. So we hope to provide advice. I mean, we know we can provide advice at the clinics, and that's all we can really guarantee that we can offer because of our limited resources. But we do have the attorneys there that will provide the advice and really work with the applicants to understand their situation and help them move forward in some way. And I would say, and Jesse may be able to say more, but well over half, I would think, of the issues get resolved through the clinic as far as, you know, kind of moving them forward, helping them understand, giving them homework to do before there really is a legal issue or anything that can even be explored legally. And so with the other folks that do need further representation, what we offer is that we will send out an email to our volunteer attorney list and invite them to take a pro bono case if they want to. But we cannot ever guarantee that that will happen. And in fact, that we've had a handful of attorneys take on pro bono cases out of our clinic and had some real successes through that. But most of the people that need further representation, we're not able to provide that for at this time.
Okay. And what other opportunities for, because I assume that, you know, you both kind of are always trying to learn more about these issues. So what other opportunities for education are there?
Education
for attorneys, and also, is there anything that you provide for these lower income people?
Yeah. Actually, one of the services that we provide and hope to provide more of in the future is legal empowerment workshops, basically. So we want to go into the community and educate the community about their legal rights and their responsibilities in some of these prevalent legal issues that we see often. So for instance, we'll go to the Family Abuse Center and talk about housing rights for survivors of domestic violence and other issues like that. Or we'll go to Avance and talk to their parents about immigration law. And, you know, and we've worked with churches and gone into churches and done some legal empowerment workshops and about wills and estate issues or, you know, these other things. And so, yes, that is definitely one of our main services, and we really hope to continue to educate the community and in the process empower them.
And then so Mission Waco Legal, it is kind of a relatively new establishment, right?
Yes. I mean, it's almost 4 years old. At the end of July is when I started back in 2012. And I say when I started working with Mission Waco was when Mission Waco Legal Services started. So, yes, about 4 years old.
Mm-hmm. And have you already seen kind of any change in the community in those 4 years?
You know, on a grand scale, I don't know. I haven't done any of the research, but we've definitely seen on a smaller scale. We've seen individuals and families see their lives changed. We've also been able to work with Prosper Waco and some of the Reintegration Roundtable and some other really exciting efforts, community-wide efforts that we've been able to be a part of that I have seen large-scale change through. And so just being able to be a part of that and the collective impact of those opportunities has been a blessing, and we have seen changes in that way.
And then my last question to both of you is, what do you kind of see as the future of Mission Waco, through continuing these community partnerships?
Our dream, our vision moving forward is that we would be able to provide more direct representation. And so we would want to provide more if we get... Let me back up and try to say it the right way. We would like to almost become like a nonprofit law firm for the community, where we have different areas of specialization, where which we're doing now, but it's spread pretty thin with only a couple of attorneys on staff. And so if we could add more attorneys, we could then branch out into areas of providing legal services for some of the needs that we see in the community in many different areas, such as family law and consumer issues and other legal issues that we see coming up over and over again that we're not able to meet their needs. I would add one more thing. We really feel strongly that our program is not just for the lower income folks that we serve, but also for the local attorneys and law students and other students from Baylor, from Tarleton State and MCC that get to volunteer with us and help, that it's an opportunity for the middle class to be mobilized into using their skills and their passion to serve the community in need and also have their lives changed in a way that their minds are expanded and they understand the messiness of poverty more and build relationships with people in our community and kind of build some bridges. And so that's a huge part of our program now, and I see as a growing part of our program in the future is to provide more opportunities for lawyers and others to get involved in our community in this way.
All right. Well, thanks so much for coming down today. And thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for inviting us.
This has been Behind the Story, a program where we take you straight to the source. To hear this episode and past episodes, you can visit our website at kwbu.org.